Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you make mistakes with your picky eater? I've heard parents say, oh, no, he won't even try that. Don't even bother. And to me, that makes me cringe when I hear that, because I know that children just need a little encouragement sometimes, and they need that good role model. My guest today is Dr. Vandana Bahide. She's a board-certified internist and pediatrician at the Mayo Clinic. So, Dr. Bahide, tell us about the five mistakes parents make with their picky eaters.
Well, this is very common. So the first mistake is forcing a child to eat everything that's put on the table for a meal. You know, we always grew up in an era where you clean your plate, you eat everything that's offered to you, and I don't feel like you have to force a child to eat something that they don't like. The second thing is bargaining with a child to eat healthy items in a meal in order to get a dessert or treat. And the concern with that, of course, is that it seems to, one, it doesn't work long-term. So bargaining doesn't work long-term with kids. And then the second thing is that it makes dessert seem more appealing than whatever you're trying to get them to eat, so a vegetable or fruit or something that you think is healthier.
That's right. It's sending the wrong message. Okay, keep going. These are great.
And then the third thing is you touched upon, which is not reintroducing a food item if the child doesn't like it the first time. So there are studies that clearly show that it takes kids anywhere between 10 and 15 times, and so I call it the 10 to 15 rule, which is that it can take that many times to taste a certain kind of food before a child really accepts it or likes the food. And so that repetition is really important. And I think to a certain degree it may be, you know, kids have actually more taste buds than adults do, and so they're a lot more sensitive to foods. They sort of know when it's something new. But if you try the items again and again, it's much more likely that as they get a little bit older that they will really enjoy the foods. And then the fourth thing that I always talk about is that, you know, parents have to eat healthy themselves if they want their kids to eat healthy.
That's what it's I was really saying, the role modeling thing. You can't have a parent say, you know, well, I don't really like broccoli because my mother used to make it terrible, but I want you to eat your broccoli.
Right, exactly. And what you said is so important, which is that parents really, they're the best role models for their kids. And so if kids see their parents eating the kind of food that they want children to eat, they're more likely to eat it. And if they see their parents enjoying the fruits and vegetables, they are much more likely to actually choose them. And one of the goals is that when those kids grow up and they go away to college or they go away and have their own lives, you want them to enjoy these foods. So you want this to be a lifetime sort of enjoyment of healthy foods. And then the fifth item that I talk about is stocking the refrigerator and pantry. It's so important to have readily available food that's healthy so that your toddler or your teenager, when they're hungry, they can get something that's easy to eat and healthy. If you stock the refrigerator and the pantry with a lot of junk food and then expect the child to pick a healthy fruit instead of the chips or cookies, you know, that's asking a lot. So
it is. And if you're going to hold up an apple and you're going to hold up a cookie and say, now you make the choice, we all know what a child is going to choose for sure. So, and in the talking points you sent a beautiful picture of avocado salad with radishes and cabbage pieces and such. Why do you think parents hesitate to feed salads to their children? I mean, our children just sort of ingrained, because my children, Dr. Bahide, and I'm lucky, but I started them young. From seed, they helped me grow my vegetables, helped me weed, pick, cook, cut, everything.
Right. I think that is a really excellent point. So kids are very hands-on, and so they like making things with their hands, whether it's making the salad. You are much more likely to get a child to eat lettuce and salads and fresh vegetables if they help make it or pick it at the grocery store, or even better, growing it in a home garden or a community garden or going to the farmer's market. All of those things, you know, kids are naturally curious. So when they see these new items, they're going to want to buy them and then taste them. Whereas if you sort of put it on the plate and say, this is healthy for you and that's why I want you to eat it, I think that's much less likely to go over big.
Well, and I like how you said about stocking the refrigerator, too, because, you know, if you open the refrigerator and there's yogurt and cheese sticks and apples and bananas and your kid's like, don't we have anything else? No, that's really what we've
yeah,
got.
Right, right.
They're going
right.
to grab a yogurt, and right there you've done that. But what parents ask me, Dr. Bidet, and so I am going to ask you, what do you do with the picky eater? The child or even sometimes the friends come over, and they will not eat one thing that you've put in front of them.
Well, I think, you know, one, if you have sort of a rule where at least they have to try one bite, and honestly, I think that's all you can ask the child. If they really don't like something, have a bite. At least you have offered it. You have the child has now tried that item. You've exposed the child to the new food. But if they don't like and say no thanks, then leave it at that. Kids will not starve. So there are all kinds of mechanisms. When they get hungry enough, they will eat. And if they learn that there aren't a lot of choices, you know, if they know that they can hold out and they'll get the chips and the cookies and the ice cream and they can hold out and not eat anything else, then they may do that. But if they know that their choices are whatever is in the house and whatever the items that are offered for that particular meal, they may not want to have everything in that meal. But
now,
they'll get hungry enough later on, and they will eat.
And they will eat. That's true. And I remember my parents making me sit at the table, turning off the kitchen lights and walking away.
Right.
And until I finished what it was that they wanted me to finish. But, you know, that's probably not the best way. But is it okay to disguise healthy foods in your kids' dishes? Because I know that some people do agree with this, and you might. I'm just of the opinion I'd want them to know what's in it. I want them to learn nutrition and
right.
learn healthy foods so that they want to eat the healthy foods as opposed to me sabotaging them into eating them.
Right. I think, you know, I don't necessarily think that you have to hide the food. I mean, I think you can say very clearly, for example, if you have spaghetti with tomato sauce, so most kids will like that, and if you add grilled vegetables, so grilled zucchini or grilled squash to that, I don't think you have to hide it. I mean, I think it's in there, and they'll learn that sure enough, they may enjoy it. I don't think that necessarily what you want to do is disguise the food, but show them that here's a way that you know, here's a format that you can actually enjoy the food. So if kids like it, you know, if they like fruits cooked, like, for example, in the form of applesauce, then you can cook it that way. If they prefer it raw and cut up, you can give them apples that way. So I think that you're not necessarily disguising the food, but you're doing it in a way that's appealing to them. And that's different for each child. So some children only like cooked food or certain kinds of consistencies. Other kids like the exact opposite consistency. So if you try a couple of different things, you know, the goal, you know, I think, is to get kids to see that there are ways of enjoying a food. And almost all foods, including broccoli, you can find a way to cook it, whether it's roasting it or sauteing it. There's a way to cook it that will be enjoyable to most kids.
And I think that by giving children variety, it
right.
is absolutely a way to get them to appreciate that there are foods from all over the world, from all different cultures, and from all different parts of the food world, you know, so that they can try all these things. In the last half a minute here, Dr. Bidet, give us your best advice for that picky eater.
Again, you know, as I had said, try not to disguise the food, and to really try to get your kids involved with in all aspects of the food. So the food shopping, picking the food out, picking snacks, and then helping cook the food, because they're much more likely to eat it that way.
Well, certainly great advice. Get your picky eaters to try all sorts of different foods. Get them involved in everything from the sewing and the cooking and the, you know, gardening of that food. And that's how you get them to try those new foods. And remember, keep trying foods, because you never know. Stay tuned to Radio MD.